this country, 10 people end their lives by suicide every day. CBC Toronto's Trevor Dunn has the story of parents who lost their son to suicide and are now trying to help others.
He was a leader. He loved summer camp. He taught himself guitar. He loved music.
Deborah Cooper remembers her son as a fun-loving, straight-A student and a loyal Blue Jays fan. But towards the end of high school, Ellie Cooper struggled with his mental health. He took his own life just before his 31st birthday.
I think he truly believed everything would be okay one day and just eventually realized it wasn't.
Deborah and David Cooper have been coping with the loss of their son ever since.
We don't get over it. We get over the flu. You don't go around it. That's avoidance. We have to go through it.
Now they're trying to help those struggling with their mental health by creating Ellie's Place, a rural long-term treatment center for young adults. The Coopers have visited similar facilities around the world and say there's nothing like it here.
It's a big dream, but it's going to happen.
The Coopers hope to open Ellie's Place by 2020. Trevor Dunn, CBC News, Toronto.